Ako me tko ljubi, čuvat će moju riječ, pa će i otac...
Because of your love, give me life and I will do your will.
Alleluja, alleluja.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to
U ono vrijeme,
Jesus said to his disciples, beware of false prophets who come to you disguised as sheep, but underneath are ravenous wolves. You will be able to tell them by their fruits. Can people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, a sound tree produces good fruit, but a rotten tree, bad fruit. A sound tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a rotten tree bear good fruit. Any tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown on the fire. I repeat, you will be able to tell them by their fruits.
Sječe se i u oganj baca. Dakle, po plodovima ćete ih njihovim prepoznati. Riječ...
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Braćo i sestre,
brothers and sisters,
jedna priča kaže sljedeće.
The story says, monk, a man came to a monk with an intention to ask from him for an advice and instructions for life. And he started his story saying that he achieved everything in life, has a career, has reputation in the society, has no problem with money, all appears to be perfect on the surface, but deep within he is not satisfied because all these things are not fulfilling him completely. They started to talk. And that holy monk says to a man, let me offer you a tea. Man agreed. And when tea was ready, a monk started to pour tea in a cup and keeps on pouring. Cup was already full. Tea was overflowing. And the man says to a monk, stop pouring the tea. Don't you see that cup is already filled, full? There is no place for more. And then this holy man said, holy monk said to a man, yes, I know, I see. You too came to me asking for an advice, but I see very well that you are full of your ideas, your points of view, and whatever I might say, there would be no use of it because it cannot fit into your life. If you want that your visit is fruitful, if you want to accept my advices, then first of all you have to empty yourself,
svoja razmišljanja,
get rid of this kind of thinking, because you are aware already that none of it has brought you to happiness and satisfaction. Brothers and sisters, this holy monk read a visitor through well. He knew that whatever he might say could not help that man because he already has his views, his convictions formed, and it would be hard for him to accept that what the holy monk might advise him.
Na ovog čovjeka možemo primijeniti ovo večerašnje evanđelje.
Gospel that we have heard today, we can apply to that man when Jesus is warning those who listen to them to be aware of false prophets, because their fruits are rotten, and it is according to roots that you can recognize whether prophet is true or false, saying truth or not. And man realized that he had no peace, no satisfaction, no happiness, and he became aware that he was in need of something more. False prophets took him astray. When we speak of false prophets, then we have to be aware that Holy Scripture often mentions them, not only in New Testament, but also in the Old Testament. False prophets were successful and were taking people of God astray, far away from a true God. Therefore, God sent prophets to fight false prophets, and the prophets did show great fight, always trying to convince people who is true God and what does true God say and what path true God wants to lead us on. In the New Testament, Jesus as well warns us that there are false prophets. Also Apostle Saint Paul later on in his letters often mentions them, admonishing believers not to follow false prophets. These false prophets are not silenced even today. They also want to take people astray today, away from truth, away from true God, away from what God is offering to us people. The time in which we live needs not to be analyzed too much for us to see that false prophets are pretty successful. It is interesting that they draw attention of people to themselves in different ways. I would like this evening to speak of false prophets who unfortunately are overcoming men.
Sebeljublje.
Self-love. We are witnesses that ideologies and systems failed.
Absolutism.
Dictatorships, absolutism, such regimes are falling down.
Gaji ili časti kult istine, Boga vođe.
The cult of leaders is falling down. More attention is wrong to an individual individual that today wants to be convinced that he is God himself, that he has that necessary strength and energy by which one can achieve everything. It is not by accident that today, visiting towns throughout the world, look into the shop windows of the bookstores, and you will find many books for self-aid. The authors are putting individual in the center, and they are trying to convince men that men can achieve a greatness with one's own strength, and his success in the world depends entirely on him. Listening and watching TV, radio, portals, every here and then you can come across advices. They are inviting individuals to discover their own value, convincing them they can achieve whatever they want and leave a trace in the world in a particular space and time. That, unfortunately, also is transferred onto the field of religion. And we can hear Christians saying, I will pray in my own way. I'll go to the church when I feel need. I don't need to confess. What do I need priest for? I will deal that with my God directly. Man is placing oneself as the measure and criterion of life and behavior. Man no longer cares about what God says, but only about what man himself feels and thinks. Man, more than man, doesn't want to live by God's commandments, but chooses to live by what pleases him and suits him at a particular time, at a particular space. And yet they boast with their Christianity and faith, thinking in their own way. And so they don't care about prayer. Prayer Jesus taught us, the prayer of our Father, a prayer that the church has taught us, are boring to modern men. They want to pray in their own way. And in that logic, and with such mentality, men is elevating himself above everything without being aware that false prophets led him to this. He's not aware that with one's own forces man cannot achieve much. Man is not aware that he is not master of life and is leaving this world and life not when one wants but when God decides. The world of media, of mass communication, all of us have cell phones, many have a Facebook. And mentality is created. I have to be on this social network. I have to place my opinions there. And we expect from others to confirm it, liking it. And man lives from that. How many people liked his statement, and that is all that matters. And man ends up caring more about opinion of other people and then his salvation. So we have to ask ourselves, what is more important to me? My salvation or social networks? Do I depend on support of people while at the same time I don't care about God? How many people today are wasting their time on these social networks and are building up their status with their photographs, with their opinions? Unfortunately, many young people are losing years, failing to complete their duties instead of preparing themselves through education system for their future life and work, wasting their time on networks. Many mothers have no time for their husbands and children, but they have time for Facebook, for their status and creating of their own image and status. Another interesting thing, it is said that this is the time of selfies. Everybody taking pictures but placing oneself in the center. When visiting shrines, holy places, doesn't take picture of holy places as if they were not important. But what is important is that person. We are placing ourselves in front while the shrine or a statue or a famous square or somebody important is behind. Men
ili gradi svoju
is
lažnu veličinu, uzdižući sebe,
building one's own false greatness, elevating oneself, placing oneself on the first plane. We have to be aware
tak brzo utihne,
that applause does not long last, and our diplomas will collect dust and victors are quickly forgotten. Jesus wants to direct us toward another direction of truth, truth that will bring man to eternity. If we see into the life of saints, they never built their own cult. Saints never were forcing themselves in the front. Saints did not care what people would think about them, but they had to simply do the will of God, God's commandments, and to transform God's word into life. Because that is bringing them eternal glory. That way of thinking and that way of living will bring them to salvation. Saints were never working on their earthly career and worldly success, but feared about salvation of their soul. And therefore, day after day, they did all the more best they could, living according to God's commandments, because they feared to lose their soul, to lose eternity. Dear faithful, let us try to examine our life this evening, our points of view, our views, as well as our behavior. Are we ready to empty ourselves and that what is not of God within us? Are we ready to leave the opinions of the world behind, the fashion of the world, and instead to place God in the center, live according to God's commandments, God's passion, and not the earthly one. In this way, we are not going to follow false prophets. False prophets will not be able to convince us, nor will be able to come near us, because we have chosen God. May our coming here this evening help us to follow true prophets and get rid of false prophets. Amen. Let us pray to our Lord, asking Him to make us fruitful in good deeds. Lord, may we never follow false prophets, but always stick to Jesus Christ and His gospel, we pray to the Lord. Lord, make all people your friends, we pray to the Lord. Teach us, O Lord, to listen to your words with sincere heart, we pray to the Lord. Lord, bring joy to young families with new posterity, we pray to the Lord. Accept, O Lord, our prayers, and be strength of to your people in the midst of difficulties, through Christ our Lord. Amen.